If you're rocking in Douglas, Fenville, or Glen, you know it's got to be 92.7 The Van. WYVN, Saugatuck, Holland.
We're into the second half, and the triple by Alex Kemp has cut the margin to 14 to 34-20. A jumper by Hartford is no good. Rebound by Robert. A quick outlet out to Winnowicki. Open underneath, and he gets clobbered underneath by Brad Bisnett. He commits a second foul. Smart foul by Bisnett, basically giving himself up for the foul to prevent the easy breakaway layup. Now the officials are conferring, and we'll see. It'll be two shots, as they are going to say that Winnowicki was in the act of shooting. So Bisnett will force Winnowicki to go to the line. Saugatuck just 1-4 from the stripe. 14-point deficit is the closest Hartford's been since the first quarter. First and two for Winnowicki, who has 8 points. Foul line left. First one good for Winnowicki. 9 for Michael. Indians with the starting five that began the game with Weber and Koshelski, Winnowicki, Ferrara, and Dunn. And Hartford's going with their starting five of Avilas, Johnson, Dowd, Kemp, and Bisnett. Second one is good for Winnowicki. He has now 10 points to pace the Indians' attack. It's 36-20, Indians again by 16 points. Three-quarters court pressure by Saugatuck, broken as it goes into the front court. It's deflected, however, by Winnowicki out of bounds. And it'll be maintained by Hartford. Foul inbounding for the green-clad Hartford Indians is Alex Kemp. Inside for Bisnett. Low post left. Triple team pulls it back out. Short jumper left side is no good by Avilas. Offensive rebound. Johnson, the ball is stripped away from him, but goes into the hands of Kemp. Johnson on the left side. Deflected pass into the hands of Connor Dowd. Johnson foul line extended. Indians been in man-to-man throughout the game. Kemp, one-handed jumper in the lane. No good. Rebound, Koshelski. Outlets out to Winnowicki. Dunn's joining him for a two-on-two, but Winnowicki will take it himself and score. Dozen points for Winnowicki. Indians leads again 18 to 38 to 20. Johnson stripped as he drives into the foul line. The turnover. Here is Weber. Shows and goes and misses the bunny. Rebound underneath Winnowicki. Tries to put it up and draws contact and a foul. Turnover number 12 for Hartford. Johnson with the foul. Brandon second and a half for Hartford. Hartford in their road. Kelly Green jerseys, white numerals and trim. Saugatuck in their home whites with royal blue numerals, outline in orange, and royal blue and outline and royal blue and orange trim. Winnowicki back at the line. He's 2-for-2 tonight. 3-for-3. As we mentioned, Michael Winnowicki loves playing against Hartford. 39 points a year ago, 15 points in a winning effort 3 years ago. Indians trying to regain a 20-point advantage. They do, with Winnowicki scoring all 6 of the points to regain the advantage after Hartford cut it down to 34-20. Indians now lead it by 20 at 40-20. Here's Johnson. His pass deflected by Avilas in the hands of Simp. Winnowicki tries to save, but it's knocked out of bounds, and so it's going to be maintained by Hartford at the baseline. 2:06 gone, third quarter. Saugatuck by 20, 40-20. Debris on the floor. Weber scoops it away. Inbounds, Hartford. Kemp. Deep for Johnson. Gets around Koshelski to get the pass. Kemp triples right side. Side of the rim, no. He gets the offensive rebound. Underneath, through the hands of Bisnett. Rolls out of bounds. And it's a turnover because it's Saugatuck basketball. So some scrambly play underneath the basket, and one thing Tom Kaysen is not happy about is his defensive rebounding. And rebounding has been a problem for Saugatuck. Without really a proven center, they are sort of a smallish team, and sometimes they will be having some problems with teams with aggressive rebounding. Ball knocked out of bounds by Hartford. It's going to maintain Saugatuck basketball, but now they'll inbound baseline left. That's the offensive baseline as Saugatuck moves right to left here in the second half. The lob inside for Weber as he gets the lob, then goes back up to take the shot and draws contact and a foul. Set play and it worked well. Second straight foul against Brandon Johnson. in the half and in the game. So Weber foul line left for his first free throws of the night. He has eight, he has 9 points. And he misses the first as it rings out. Saugatuck is 5 for 10. 5 for 9 free throws tonight as a team. Weber, right-handed shot, foul line left. Makes the second, give him 10 points. 41-20, Saugatuck has scored 7 straight points after Hartford cut the margin to 14 early here in the third quarter. Here is Skyler Traver is in the lineup back in for Hartford. Give and go to Aviles, who lays up and misses. Rebound, Winnowicki. He wants to run. Splits the defense, lays it up, lays it in. Winnowicki coast to coast on the rebound and scores. 8 points in the quarter and 16 in the game for Winnowicki. And he steals the ball at midcourt. Drives and scores Ferrara. And we're going to get a timeout called by Hartford. 5:05 to go in the third quarter. Our score, Saugatuck 45, Hartford 20. You're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheBand.com. Timeout by Hartford. They're fourth already. They get the ball in the front court. The banker on the right side by Alex Kipp is good. Alex with 11 points, equaling his season high. It stops the bleeding at 11-point run for Saugatuck, and the margin is now 23 and 45 to 22. Ball's deflected. Saved by Hartford. Turnover, Saugatuck, and a foul in the backcourt. As Tristan Ferrara lean into the Hartford Indian, trying to break out. Second foul on Austin. Second foul on the Indians. Front court, Hartford. Johnson hands it to Jonathan Castro. Castro in the lane, kicks it out on the left side for Kemp. Kemp puts a one-hander up, no good. Long rebound offensive by Aviles. His shot is no good. Rebound for Weber. Weber is tripped, but he recovers and continues moving forward. Here is Segovia. Drives, lays it up, misses. Rebound snatched away. Kemp, who's been the best player for Hartford tonight. Alex Kemp. And then we have a foul and a turnover. Nope, it's going to be a foul on Weber as he fouled trying to get a turnover. Three fouls on West, the first Indian with three fouls tonight. Hamschutz comes in, and Austin Phillips will check in momentarily for the three-fouled Weber. He'll have to watch himself the next minute or so. Here's a drive by Castro, one-handed shot, no good. Rebound Weber for Saugatuck. Outlets out to Anschutz. Drives between two defenders to Winnowicki. High post left jumper. Front of the rim. No good. Rebound Anschutz. Alex drives. Lays it up. No, but draws a foul. Winnowicki grabs the rim in order to prevent being upended. No penalty will be called on that. No T. The foul will go against Skyler Traver. That's his first. Fourth on the Hartford Indians. And so foul line left will be Anschutz, who split a pair of free throws in the first half for his only point of the game. 3:48 to go in the third quarter. Saugatuck's lead is now 46-22 as Anschutz makes the first of the two-shot foul. Now Weber with three fouls sits down. Phillips goes in to join Koenig and, Segovia. Winnowicki done. And foul line shooting Anschutz for the Saugatuck Indians. Second free throw is good for Anschutz. Give him 3 points. 47-22, Indians by 25. Here's Skyler Traver. Drives. Layup. No good. Rebound put back up and in by Kaharski. Andy Kaharski with his first 2 points as he makes his first appearance. 47-24. Kaharski is a 5'10 junior. Left side, Anschutz. Between the rings, Winnowicki. He'll set the offense at the center circle. 3:18 to go in the third quarter. Indians by 17. Winnowicki inside the arc jumper. A little bit off balance. No. Rebound snatched away by Skyler Traver. Traver over the timeline. Loses his balance, but gets a little help from Castro. High post, right side jumper by Jonathan. No. Rebound deflected off of a Hartford play out of bounds. It goes to Saugatuck. Goodson returns to replace Johnson. Oh, Rice now in for Hartford. Left corner jumper, triple try is no good by Segovia. Rebound snatched away by Traver. Skyler Traver dribbles it into the front court. Left side between the rings, Jonathan Castro. 2.5 to go, third quarter. Saugatuck leads by 17, 47-24. Here is Alex Rice. High post right side for Kaharski. Drives. Shot is snuffed away by Phillips. Rebound. And shoots up to Segovia. Underneath for Dunn. Waits for defenders to go around him and lays it up and in. Blake has a season high of 11. 49-24. Saugatuck is leading by 25. And Segovia is a little bit too much on defender. Or is it going to be a foul? No, it'll be on Segovia. No, it'll be a moving pick foul. Foul will go against Kaharski for the moving pick. Turnover number 14 for Hartford, but only 6 since the first quarter. 7 cough-ups in that opening 8 minutes really spelled the doom tonight of Hartford. The margin is 25, 49-24. And shoots. Plays catch with Winnowicki. Hartford in a man-to-man. Anschutz will drive, draws contact, a foul. It's second foul on Kaharski. Kaharski, I should say. I'm saying I don't see the, I'm announcing it with a, without the C, but it's Kaharski. Andy Kaharski, he is the 5'10 junior, making his first appearance in the game tonight at this juncture. First free throw is no good for Anschutz, who is 3-for-5 tonight from the free throw line. Winnowicki sits down. He's replaced by Jake Koenig. Jashagwe is in now. Second free throw rolls in for Anschutz. 4 points off of the free throw line for Alex. 50-24. Saugatuck leads it by 26. They have pulled away again after Hartford cut the margin to 14 early here in the third quarter to make it possibly a game. Short jumper on the right side. No good by Goodson. Rebound with Saugatuck. Quickly Phillips. Right side for Anschutz. Alex, 12-footer right side. Got nothing but string music on that one. His first field goal of the game. 6 points for Alex. 52-24. Saugatuck leads it by 28. Front court, Skyler Traver for Hartford. Castro at the center circle. Drives left side for Traver. Triple from the left corner. No good. Rebound skied and taken by Shashagwe. Shashagwe had the ball knocked out of his hands, out of bounds by Traver. It'll be maintained by Saugatuck. Minute 13 to go, third quarter. 52-24. Saugatuck with the lead. Indians trying to go to 6-1 on the season in this non-conference matchup. Here is Shashagwe. Low post left side. No good. Rebound put back up and in. Joe with his first two, with four now. Good putback basket by Joe Shashagwe. The Indians lead by 30 and 54-24. Joe equals a season high of 4 points now that he set Friday. Here is Traver. Dribbles to the foul line and throws it away into the hands of Anschutz. Alex wants to run. Foul line. Pulls it back out now for Phillips. Phillips through two defenders. Off balance. One-hand shot. Nobody traveled before he took the shot. Says the official. Ninth turnover for Saugatuck, third in the quarter. 34 seconds to go in the quarter. Aaron Smith gets his first appearance. Aaron is a 6'1 junior making his first appearance. As Coach John Johnson emptying his bench a little bit. Down by 30. Here is Kaharski. He's in some trouble, needs some help. And it went off of the hand. That's going to be a foul as Koenig jumped into one of the Hartford players trying to make a steal. A lot of fouls tonight for Saugatuck. They've already had four in that quarter, in the half, and more than a dozen in the game already. Here is Alec Rice. Flips it over now for Goodson. Between the circles, Goodson. Right side, Rice. Triple from there. Front of the rim, no. Rebound snatched away by Koenig, and as Koenig tries to outlet out, he traveled. 4 turnovers in the quarter. Saugatuck had only 2 turnovers in the first quarter and had 4 in each 2 quarters after that. 6 seconds to go. So Hartford will get one crack at the basket, trying to cut a 30-point deficit. They got it down to 14, but Saugatuck has pulled away here in the third quarter again. Here comes the inbound for Hartford. Deflected by Shishagwe out of bounds. No time off. The clock is Rice trying to inbound it for Kucharski. Rice. And now for Goodson. Goodson, right side. Will take a shot over Koenig. Back of the rim. No. Rebound by Castro is up and good on the putback. Shot that gets his first two, and then makes the score at the end of three quarters of play. Saugatuck 54 and Hartford 26. You're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Band and 92.7theband.com. We begin the fourth quarter with Hartford possession of the basketball, and the alternating possession down 54-26. Short jumper by Castro in the lane. No good, but he gets his offensive rebound. And another crack for the green-clad Indians, and we got a double dribble. That was Nick Goodson losing track of. He already dribbled once and tried to drive again. And John Lennon would say in the English, in the British invasion days, you can't do that. Here's Alex Segovia, left side for Koenig. They swing it back right side for Anschutz to Segovia. Drives to the baseline, puts up a ringer and in. Anschutz saw the lane. Alex with eight. Probably Segovia with the layup. Is 5 points now for Alex Segovia. 56-26. Indians lead it by 30. Pass inside, deflected. Segovia saves, turnover Hartford. Anschutz underneath the Shagway, and he misses the bunny on the one-hander, but he gets the offensive rebound. Here is Koenig, right side, pulls it out for Anschutz. He's got an open tray, takes it, misses it. Rebound, Kucharski for Hartford. 6:45 to go in this one. Indians lead by 30, 56-26. They've held control throughout. Hartford got it to within 14 early here in the third quarter, but then Saugatuck pulled away again. Here is a drive, left baseline, Goodson. He'll draw contact and a foul. He misses the shot. Foul will go up against Koenig, and Jake gets his third. Vermeulen about ready to check back in for Saugatuck. His foul line right will be Nick Goodson. Nick looking for his first point of the game. Hartford 6 of 12 from the free throw line as a team, and Goodson gets his first of two shots. Vermeulen comes in to replace Phillips. Winowicki will come in to give Segovia a break. 56-27. Goodson, 7 points earlier this season in the game against Cassopolis, is his season high. Second one for the right-handed shooting Goodson is good. He's got a ball. 56-28, and Goodson gets a spot on the bench for his troubles. He's replaced immediately by Connor Dow. So Anschutz gets the inbound from Vermeulen. He'll join Winowicki, Koenig, and Shishagwe on the floor for Saugatuck. Nice pass, low post for Shishagwe to Winowicki. This pass back to Shishagwe throws it right into the hands of one of the Hartford Indians, but then they tap it right back to Saugatuck. So a little scrambly play here as the reserves are in action. Here's Winowicki. He's a regular starter. Drives left baseline. Shot is blocked. Ball out of bounds off of Winowicki. It'll go to Hartford. And with the Hartford Indians throwing Skylar Traver back into the lineup, he'll join Connor Dowd and Alex Kemp, Daniel Aviles, and Alex Rice on the floor for Hartford. Wes Roberts going to get another shift in. He'll come in to replace Anschutz for Saugatuck. 2 minutes gone, fourth quarter. Indians in comfortable lead. They've doubled the score on their visitors, 56-28 against Hartford. But the Hartford Indians have the basketball. Here's a jumper from the right side, 12-footer. This is no good off of the hands of Dowd. Rebound offensive Weber. He wants to go coast to coast. Kicks it back out now for Koenig to Jacob Vermeulen. Triples to the top of the circle and good. Jacob with his first three of the night, 59-28. And Vermeulen gets his first points of the season, or at least what we have for him right now is Vermeulen gets the steal on the other side. He gets the give and go with Weber, and then his pass for Winowicki thrown out of bounds. Turnover now number 12 for Saugatuck, 19 for Hartford. 5:21 to go. Saugatuck with a comfortable 31-point lead. Next up, the Bangor Vikings in the doubleheader. We'll have the boys' game first. Girls' game second. We'll be on the air at 5:10 on Friday night here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Here is Connor Dowd. Kicks it back into the right side for Traver. And as Traver tries to drive, he gets pushed in a foul. Or into football parlance, illegal use of hands. That's the signal given there. Shashagwe with the violation. It's two on Joe. Bonus light is on for Saugatuck. They're going to get a bonus light for Hartford after this inbound. Johnson returns for Hartford to replace Rice on the floor for the green-clad tribe. They stay in the league. They go back into the Sac South on Friday night. Inbound goes to Connor Dowd. Right side, Daniel Aviles. Dowd in the right corner. Indians been in a man-to-man throughout the game. Dowd trying to get around Weber. His shot is no good. Vermeulen gets the rebound. Outlets out to Shagwe. Weber quickly front court for Winnowicki. His layup is an emphasis. Off balance, no good. Rebound Aviles for Hartford. To the right side, Johnson drives around Vermeulen. No good. And rebound off of the hands. It's deflected off of the hands of the Indians. Connor Dowd. Well, they're going to call it, and rightly so. It was off of Koenig's hands, and the call is correctly made. It'll be an offensive dead ball rebound for Hartford, and they'll inbound at the baseline offensive. And Shagwe picks off, picks the pocket of the, basically takes the inbounds away and gets the turnover. Here's a 12-footer from Winnowicki, off balance, no. Rebound Johnson for Hartford, wants to outlet out, and he throws in the hands of Koenig. Jake, a defensive back in football, made a defensive back play that time, as he stepped in front of the intended receiver, Aviles, to get the INT. Here's Winnowicki, tried to give and go with, tried to get the dish from Weber, and West throws it away. It's been a sloppy fourth quarter. Mike Winnowicki, congratulated by his father, Ron Winnowicki, the assistant coach for the top lieutenant for Tom Kazin. Wes Weber also is going to be sitting down, should be for the rest of the game. 4 minutes to go. And Indians comfortably in front by 31, 59-28. Hartford with the basketball. With Aviles. It goes to Dowd. Short jumper. It's nothing but air. Rebound Vermeulen for Saugatuck. Outlets out to Anschutz. Right side, Koenig. Goes to the baseline. Puts up a one-hander air break. Rebound grabbed off by Traver of Hartford. Rice over the timeline for the Indians of Hartford. The Southern Indians in the sack. Right corner of Aviles. Deflected pass to Dowd between the rings. Saugatuck has had hands on passes and knocking balls away all night long, knocking the basketballs away from the Hartford Indians. And Hartford has coughed it up 21 times. 3:23 to go. Indians are playing the clock as much as Hartford right now. Aviles. Right corner, Rice. Triple from there. Got it from there. Alex Rice with his first three of the game. 59-31. Vermeulen triples left side. Back of the rim, no. Long rebound deflected by the bounds off of Traver. And for Alex Rice, he had 6 points on Friday night. 6 points against Bloomingdale. Shashagwe sits down. In comes Bailey O'Brien, the 5'9 senior. Inbounds for Saugatuck. Vermeulen triples right side. Air break. Rebound easy for Traver. For Hartford. Vermeulen hit 1-3 and he thinks he can be an outside bomber. Well, here's another 3-point hoist by Traver. No good. Rebound Vermeulen. He's looking like he wants to play a more meaningful role as the season goes along. The outlet goes to Koenig, who lays it up and lays it in. Jake with his first two. Indians by 30, 61-31, with 2.5 to go in regulation. Inside the arc, left jumper by Castro is good. Jonathan, who hit a jumper, who put a put back in at the end of the third quarter. It's now his fourth point, 61-33. 2:15 to go. Vermeulen tries to pass it for Phillips, but it hit the side of Phillips, and Rice recovers for Hartford. Jonathan Castro over the timeline. Hands it to Traver. almost stolen away by O'Brien. Trayvon recovers in the backcourt. This pass deflected in the hands of a couple of players, and it's taken away by O'Brien for Saugatuck. Bailey into the front court now for Phillips. For Mullen to O'Brien. Bailey in the lane. One-hander banker. No good. Rebound taken away by Avilas. Daniels sees a one-on-three, but he's going to try to go anyway, and it's rejected by Phillips out of bounds. That gets not really a big crowd tonight, but gets him going. Blake Dunn comes in to give Anschutz a break. With a minute 35 to go, and Saugatuck leading 61-33. Tom Kazin emptying the bench a little bit. So, too, is John Johnson. He's giving Marty Bedell, the 6'1 junior, a chance to play here in the fourth, in the final moments. Marty, I think, is also a member of the linemen, of the offensive linemen of Hartford as well, as that lineman's bill. Turnover is Hartford. They throw it inside, and it's stolen away by Phillips. To O'Brien. Drives. Off-balance one-hander. No. Rebound Nick Goodson for Hartford. As everybody's trying to score now, Anschutz is being called back to the bench. As Coach Tom Kazin will just stay with the five on the floor to end this one. And then the ball is thrown away by Skyler Traver. Nine turnovers in the fourth quarter equals the makes it now 24 against Hartford down the ninth. Minute to go. Saugatuck leads at 61-33. Blake Dunn over the timeline. Right side to Vermeulen. Top of the circle jumper. No. Rebound deflected out of bounds off of the hands of Bailey O'Brien. Trying to do something in a limited role. But Vermeulen, the 6'1 junior, not expecting to see a lot of playing time, but he's shown glimpses that come next year when the Indians have to do some retooling, they'll be relying a lot on Jacob Vermeulen. Triple left side is off balance by Castro. No good. Rebound battled for underneath between Nick Goodson and Blake Dunn, and Dunn fouled him. So the foul will go up against Austin Phillips instead. That'll be the third foul on Austin. So foul line right will be Nick Goodson, who hit his only two free throws earlier. He'll shoot a one-and-one here. He'll get another crack at it as he makes the first. 3 points for Goodson. Ties the rim, sends it, scores it. 61-35, 4 points for Goodson. Done. Right side for Koenig. For Mullen. Out to O'Brien. Triples from the right side. Back of the rim. No. Blake Dunn deflects it, but it gets into the hands on the rebound, and it gets it. 20 seconds to go in this one. Saugatuck on their way to their sixth win in seven games this season. With a visit by Banger coming up on Friday. Here's a drive and a score by Nick Goodson. Drove right side. Got the two defenders and scored it. 61-37. Blake Dunn will just dribble it to midcourt. Buzzer will sound. Saugatuck gets the win. It's all Indians. Saugatuck, that is. They defeat the Hartford Indians tonight, 61-37. We'll go through the numbers here from Coach Tom Kazin and more in a moment on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com.